Namaste, welcome to Sambad, together in conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. As we begin today again, let us remember this about tension. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped of ordinary life and we become freer in our action and choices. This week I bring to your attention a tale titled Secret Teaching from the book titled The Magic Monastery. The Magic Monastery is rich in thought-provoking material and can be read and enjoyed at many levels. It is also designed as a course in non-linear thinking. Now to the tale, Secret Teaching. One of the Sufi masters was asked, "While your beliefs and school are known, your teachings are secret, given only to those whom you desire, and nobody is allowed to be present as an observer at your meetings, unlike the practices of the philosophers, who allow indeed welcome hearers of all kinds. What is the explanation of this?" He said, "O Sufi master, light of my eyes, teaching is like charity. It is to be given secretly for the reason that the public display of charity is bad for the giver, for the receiver, and for the observer. Teaching is like nutrition, and its effects are not visible at the time it is being given. So there is no point in there being an observer except of the fruit of the nutrition. Teaching, again, is not to be considered as separated from the circumstances in which it is given. Therefore, if there are observers, their presence changes the circumstances and also, therefore, the effect of the teaching. If the effect of the presence of an audience were to increase the beneficial effect of teaching, then I and everyone else would have welcomed and demanded such an audience. And fourthly, teaching varies with the Sufi dictum of the necessity for right time, right place, right people. To ask even for information about knowledge is like throwing a lifeless carcass into fresh water. The intention may be good, but the result will be poisonous." The inquirer said, "I understand what you say, but I wish to remark that this is not the manner in which ordinary teaching is carried out." The teacher replied to this, "God grant that ordinary teaching may indeed one day be carried out in this manner. When that comes to pass, we shall have no need to see any division between Sufi and other teaching." Here ends our tale. I am sure you will enjoy reading this book, and many tales, anecdotes, fables that it holds within itself. If you don't have a copy of it already, you can buy your copy from the following link. That is, if you can see the link. If you can't, you can always go to www.idrishafoundation.org. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Before concluding today's episode, please pay attention to these words of a storyteller. "My stories require at this stage no extra commentary, imaginings or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read this blog post and or listen to the episode each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, stay safe and stay healthy. Have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.